Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family, Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this altar every day, first thing before you do any other thing. Welcome to Thursday, day 16 in April, 2025. Open your hand to receive and be responding with Amen, I receive it. I will soon pray for the bedwetting challenge that I missed the other time. Get ready. Get your mantle ready also. Open your hand to receive and see the power of God walk around your life. God will give you a wise heart to deal with all issues around you. I provoke the resurrection power to come upon everyone. Whatever is yours or your children's own, held down by any power, supernaturally, it shall be restored and restored back to you. Somebody is troubled by a troubling debt. An embarrassing debt is putting pressure on you. If this word of knowledge is for you, take a currency note of choice where you are, put it on the floor, and stand on it. It's a prophetic action. I prophesy the debt you owe shall be supernaturally paid off in the name of Jesus. Oh, it shall become a thing of the past. You either receive debt reduction, debt forgiveness, or supernatural supply to pay off the debt with ease and live on the rest. Oh yes, your standing on the currency is a prophetic action of financial dominion. You will enjoy financial dominion in the name of Jesus Christ. Bedwetting challenge. Place your mantle or your hand on yourself if you are the one involved, or your son or your daughter. I prophesy bedwetting affliction disappear. Stop. No more ridicule and embarrassment of this affliction. No more bedwetting. Your urinary system is energized. We behave normally. You won't see this problem again. Say amen. I receive it. Yes, it is done. If it happens again, disregard it. It will stop. However, let the boy or the girl stop drinking water from 6 p.m. in the evening. Then empty your bladder by around 10 p.m. before you finally go to bed. April 17th, celebrant, your prayers be blessed. Your birthday and your new age is blessed. You will live long and live well. Say amen. Now, let's go to teachings. Listen and apply. First issue today. Good day, my daddy. I was a widow with two girls, 16 and 12 years old. I married a widower with two boys and a girl, 14, 12, and 11 years. Husband is trying, but his children had bad characters, like bad mountain, destroying anything that comes their way, stealing and lying. One of them soaked my first girl's undies with urine and put it back in her wardrobe. I'm just confused. Wow, those boys are becoming incorrigible children. It could be as a result of bad upbringing or psychological trauma as a result of the death of their mother. Now, although you said your husband is trying, I mean their father, he will need to do more. Get a counselor or someone that will rehabilitate them and correct them. If he's too busy or too gentle to do that, now he needs both of you to work together. They need spirit of discipline to be instilled into them at 14 and 12. They can still be corrected. They are amenable to correction. They are school teachers and they are Sunday school teacher. If they are in a good structured church and a good school, must also be brought into it to give them a new orientation. Then, if they grow up to 18 and above and they are like this, their characters will have been solidified and will even escalate to several other embarrassing misbehaviors. Use also should extend a motherly love to them. Don't let them feel ill-treated because you are not their biological mother. I know it may not be easy, but with prayers and maturity, with God's help, it can be done. In an ideal situation, all the children, both from you and him, are supposed to be nurtured together and mentored together. So I urge prayer, patience, maturity, and quick action to rescue the boys. Next, good day, sir. I'm in a relationship with a guy who will not disclose his family details and his business details to me. Anytime I ask, he will change the topic. And he said he wants to marry me. Then I had a dream. Saw you in the dream you were teaching. And you ask, is there any question? I wanted to ask, but my mind was telling me that you will not approve of the relationship. Wow, you are right. Your mind too was right. That's a bad relationship. Quit it immediately. If you marry him, you will be marrying a complete stranger, a ghost, or a criminal. Why will he not want you to know details about his family or his business? That's how people end up marrying armed robbers, kidnappers, ritualists without knowing. Ladies, don't hang around a guy whose life and way of life is not transparent. Block this guy. Quit that relationship. I hope you have not allowed him to go to bed with you. I hope so. I truly hope so. Next, good day, sir. To the woman that want her husband to do test, my husband left for another woman for 3 years. The day we settled, before he touched me, I asked that she use condom. He didn't complain. Afterwards, he went for HIV and test. If your husband is genuinely sorry, he will go for the test. Please insist. God bless you, Daddy. Wow. Next, good morning, Daddy. And my TPGF, my spirit goes down most of the time, and I feel like crying. People are not asking after us since the death of my husband. Even his family members that I think should be there for us, they all look the way. Daddy, I have decided to move on without asking any of them for anything again, but to just trust my God. I want to know if I am making a mistake. Thank you, Daddy. Wow, no, you are not making a mistake. Anytime I have the unfortunate assignment as a pastor to preach at the funeral service of a dead young man, leaving a young widow, with kids, I never fail to tell the young widow, please don't be disappointed or angry if the traffic of callers and sympathizer drastically reduce or even dry up few weeks after your husband's interment. Even close friends and associate members, you may not see them again. Why? For many reasons. Number one, most human beings do eye service now that the man is no longer around. Number two, these people also have their own problems that sometimes overwhelms them. That takes me back to my regular counsel for wives and women generally. Have your own income, your own career, and your own income, independent of whatever your husband may have. The death of a husband is traumatic enough, but not to have enough money to take care of self and cater for the children can be something else. If a woman does not have the pressure of money, then a big part of her problem is over. So my daughter, move on. Then have no bitterness against anyone. This is the reality of life staring you in the face. Everyone to himself or herself, God for us all. God will see you through in a way beyond your imagination. And what I say to one, I say to all. Wives, women, build your financial life for yourself. Your real money is the one you earn by yourself. May my God will comfort you and meet your need, my daughter. Next, today, Wednesday, 16 April, you mistakenly mentioned Ikeja Prayer Mountain instead of Abuja Center yesterday. It was a slip of tongue, and a lot of people have pointed it out. Please forgive. It is today and not yesterday. Next, good day, sir. I need a clear understanding about the verse. I saw it in my dream, Galatians chapter 3, verse 3. Wow. To understand Galatians chapter 3, verse 3, or any Bible verse at all, you need to read it in context. What was said before that verse and the continuation of the story after that verse to get the real meaning. Apostle Paul in Galatians chapter 3, verse 3, rebuked the Galatians Christians not to go carnal, having received and having been taught the spiritual truth. It was a rebuke and a call to stay within the truth that they have been taught. Next, I need clarity, Daddy. When I'm fasting, long fasting, and I'm cooking at the same time, I taste the soup to know the salt level. Have I broken the fast that way? Wow, no, you have not broken the fast. Fasting is abstinence from food and nourishment for a time, a period of time, for spiritual development. Tasting to find out the salt level in what you are cooking has not broken the fast. You have not eaten. Next, good morning, my wonderful daddy. Sir, please, if possible, can you shorten the introduction and announcement time so that you can treat more questions? The time for treating questions is becoming shorter due to long introduction and announcement. I always look forward to question and answers week. I learned a lot from it. So that, consider it my own opinion. I'm not forcing it, and I'm not insisting it on you, sir. More grace. Wow. Well, thank you. I've taken note of your suggestions. Listeners, we'll do more tomorrow. Hope we are being blessed. Rebroadcast it to your contact. Do so immediately and do so daily. The D-Day for Prayer Mountain Service Day in Ikeja, Lagos, Dominion City, Ibadan, Kolobo Abeokuta, Oshogbo, Akure, Uyo and Port Harcourt, mistakenly announced for yesterday, is actually today. Two services as usual, 7 to 9 a.m. and 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. So TPGM members and listeners in all these cities, please be there live today. The prayer focus is the continuation of last week, Exodus 23, verse 25. Bless my food and my water, and remove sicknesses away from me. Bring your food, your own food, either cooked at home or the one you may buy on your way, for the prophetic action. Oh, release your faith. There will be healings and all kinds of divine intervention today as we do bless my food and my water. Last week, my own food was salad. Today, I've asked the secretary to get me a different kinds of food. Bring your own food. We are going to eat and drink right there under that atmosphere after the prophetic blessings. Unusual miracles will happen. Anointed mantle and the oil for the month of April shall be given out free. Others have collected theirs. Come and collect your own. Explain this to people and bring them. Have you paid your tithe and sow your seed for a last income? Do so. There are four things we are going to do as long as we live: giving thanks to God, prayers to God, paying our tithe, sowing seed. Do them with joy. Don't find difficulty in doing them at all. Your Father that sees you in secret will reward you openly. I speak to everyone's life today. Go and see the power of God in action. Go and enjoy yourself. Bring testimonies back. What God cannot do does not exist, for God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. TPGF, answer me. Truly blessed. Bye.